Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, December 9, 2022. U.S. futures are pointing to a higher open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European negative markets have opened mixed to firmer, following higher levels in Asia, with Hong Kong being a notable outperformer. U.S. dollar is softer, treasury yields are down across the board, crude oil is up, gold is firmer. Industrial metals also gain on the strength in iron ore. On the macro front, markets are in wait-and-see mode ahead of the U.S. CPI print and key central bank meetings next week. There are also more discussions on a slowdown in growth. The latest Reuters poll of economists showed a 60% probability that U.S. economy is heading for the short and shallow recession over the coming year. The majority expect the Fed to hike rates by 50 basis points next week, with at least another 50 basis point increase for early next year. The European Central Bank is also tipped to hike rates by 50 basis points next week and by another 50 basis points in February. On the data front, China's November PPI came in as no surprise to show disinflation persisting for a second month. The similar dynamic was also seen in its falling CPI inflation result, which reflected high base year comparison along with lower food prices and the drag from COVID restrictions. Austria and Finland's October industrial production each came in lower than consensus. Norway's November CPI was lower than estimates, but its PPI reading exceeded consensus. Apart from the November PPI results, key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today is also on the December preliminary Michigan consumer sentiment. In corporate news, Tesla is planning a 30% month-on-month production cut in December for Model Y at its Shanghai factory, according to Reuters. The article says that it's not clear how Model 3 production will be affected, and that the reasons for the planned production cut and factory closure have not been determined. Australia's federal court has dismissed the ACCC case against Google after concluding that the company did not mislead Australian consumers with its on-screen notification when it changed its privacy policy. Walmart's fintech venture is planning to launch buy now, pay later loans as soon as next year. Asian equities were once again led by Hong Kong and ended higher on Friday. The Hang Seng Tech Index outperformed. Hong Kong's real estate stocks also surged in anticipation of a key policy meeting next week that could introduce policy support for the sector again. Mainland China saw solid gains as well. Doubts, however, remain over China's reopening, especially over the pace and short-term consequences. An increasing number of investment bank reports and news articles indicate the transition out of COVID-zero could depress economic growth and heighten business uncertainty over the next few months amid an inevitable surge in infections. Elsewhere in APAC, South Korea and Taiwan were also supported by their tech sectors. Japan's Nikkei closed higher, Australia had a solid day, India extended opening gains. Southeast Asia went higher except for Indonesia, which was the regional outlier. European equity markets are trading mostly higher now. According to an assessment by the European Commission, the impact of EU sanctions on Russia are expected to be limited to just a few sectors. Elsewhere, the UK Chancellor Hunt is scheduled to announce a package of reforms to boost the UK's financial center. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, December 9th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.